every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Fun Friday here on the show, everybody. And we got a fun one for you today, as Filthy Tom is going to be joining us, and we got a lot of stuff to get into. You realize Wednesday was the day that we were supposed to reveal the WOL year-end awards, our response to the NXT awards, indeed, and we did not, but we are going to do it today. We also have a sponsorship snackdown, at least I do, been a long time since we've done one of those, and of course, we have got the TNA Impact television review from last night, which if you did not see the show, and if you didn't, I don't blame you. If you didn't see the show, it was, believe it or not, miles better than the debut. So we'll talk about TNA Impact here on the show. We also have a lot of matches announced for SmackDown, a lot of segments announced for SmackDown tonight, 8 segments announced for the show. Saturday night's main event is coming up tomorrow. We got a Collision tomorrow and an AAA on Fox show. A lot of stuff over the weekend. I'll watch AAA when I can, but there's a lot. And then, of course, everything else, plus the news, updates on Jonathan Gresham and Powerhouse Hobbs, who appears to have signed with WWE. We've got Trey Miguel, who actually returned on TNA last night, although we'll see what happens. And updates on Cody Rhodes and well, no matter what happens with TNA, it's still TNA. So we'll talk about that as well. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is the email. F4WOnline at gmail.com. Threads, Instagram, Cameo, F4WOnline. And I'm at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Over the age of 50, want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. I know you want to talk about something, Tom. I think I know what it is, and it'll explain a lot. Yes, Tom.
Actually, what do you think it is? Because
the weight cutting?
No.
You don't want to talk about that?
We could talk about it, but that's not
dude,
what I
dude
was
weighed
about.
In today and just freaking collapsed.
Yeah, but that's not what I was.
God, I'll talk about
messaging.
It.
Yeah, okay, but that's
I mean,
not what
one
I was
of, one of the many reasons I no longer watch UFC. This weight cutting thing is so stupid.
I'm going to watch it tomorrow.
God.
Actually, you know what? I won't watch it tomorrow, Brian, because I will be doing commentary for Future Stars of Wrestling.
Wow.
New Year's resolution at the Luxor tomorrow night.
At the Luxor?
At the Luxor. The
oh,
HyperX
man.
Arena at the Luxor, headlined by Kenny King, taking on Gregory Sharp.
Man, if Ed's show was at the Luxor, I might actually work it.
I think it is.
No, it's not.
It may be.
Ridiculous.
It may be. Probably.
Well, maybe in a tiny building in the Anyway, what did you want to talk about?
Well, let's talk about the weight cutting first, since you already got to it.
Well, it's just,
and then I can segue.
It's stupid.
Well, what happened? Why don't you tell the people what happened?
Dude, just weighed in and then stepped off the scale, took three steps, face planted. Like, is he all right? Is there any update? I've only seen the face plant.
Cameron Smotherman, who I believe would have been weighing in at 135 pounds.
Oh my God.
Well, the cameras cut away very quickly. To the UFC backstage crew, who was actually, like, Lorisenko let out an expletive on the air. And they were like, oh, we've never seen that before. Oh, it's like, well, this is something that needs to be shored up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you've never seen it because most of the people that have serious issues with weight cutting, like, pass out in the sauna or before they ever get to the... Don't act like this is the first time anyone's ever had serious health issues because of this stupid weight cutting.
Daniel Cormier said God. That he had never seen it before. And
come on.
If you remember, he's the guy that was caught pushing on the towel in order to make weight. He didn't make it to the Olympics because
weight cutting.
His body shut down
yeah.
because of weight cutting. So
exactly.
I'm very skeptical that he's never seen something like this before in the past. I myself had a problem cutting weight in a fight, I think it was 2013, where I actually ended up tearing my ACL, MCL, and meniscus in the fight. And during the weight cut, I had an awful time with it. I passed out in the sauna, or basically on the floor backstage, the night before at the gym when we were weight cutting. They had to just take me back to the room. My coaches and staff told the UFC that, you know, what was going on. They didn't know if I'd be able to fight the next day. And luckily I slept for like 12 hours. I woke up, I cut 5 more pounds, made the weight, and fought and won. But I was going to say I walked away with a lot of damage, but I didn't even walk away. I limped away. I was carried away because I only had the use of one leg. And I attribute a lot of that and my performance in the fight, even though I won, it was one of the worst fights I've ever had physically. I attribute a lot of that to the weight cut. So this is a very dangerous thing.
All right, what's the other thing you wanted to talk about?
Yes, a segue from UFC to Zuffa boxing, Brian. You know, oftentimes on podcasts and radio shows, people misrepresent what other people say.
I've never heard of
and
that. I feel like Daniel Cormier. Never seen that.
You know, I have time every single day where I walk my two dogs who need a lot of exercise. So I walk them for about an hour each day. And every day, I have to admit, not every day do I feel like listening to you and Dave or to you and Vinny, or I do feel like listening to Carl Stern every day, but he doesn't put out enough shows. So that's another thing altogether. But some days I listen to Inside Boxing Live with Chris Algieri and Dan Canobio. And, you know, the other day I tweeted at Dan because of this Zuffa boxing show that's coming up tomorrow. And, you know, all I said, Zuffa Boxing has recently signed Jai Opetaia, who is the cruiserweight champion of the world. And I tweeted, I said, hey, you know, look, it's just interesting that 20 years ago, the UFC, you know, invested heavily into the 205 division on the backs of Chuck and Tito and Vitor Belfort and Ken Shamrock. And, you know, it was an instance in which the UFC didn't have access to the entirety of the mixed martial arts world. You know, a lot of people had left and were fighting in Japan, and that's where the big money was. And I kind of made a reference to those being similar, and I just thought it was interesting. And today I was listening to their show as I was walking my dogs, and Dan brings up my tweet. And first of all, what ended up happening was these two gentlemen, Chris Algieri, former world champion boxer, great fighter, they had an argument about something that they, first of all, was never said by me, and second, by somebody that they could not identify. So Dan Canobio mentioned this tweet that I had sent out, and he said, this guy was talking about UFC investing heavily in Forrest Griffin, which I never mentioned in my tweet. And Algieri just jumps in. He's like, no, that's because of The Ultimate Fighter. That's on the back of The Ultimate Fighter. Great show, blah, 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 blah. And went off on a totally different tangent. So these two, like I said, these two had an argument about something that somebody they could not identify never said. Finally, they got back to my tweet and they disagreed. Now, Brian.
Yes.
I've been looking for something to do. I've been looking for something to do in 2026. A little bit of motivation.
Something to do. Okay.
A little motivation.
Some right? meaning of so, some meaning for life.
Yeah. So this Dan Canobio, right? I was listening to their show the other day. I had my ear to the grindstone. I was actually paying attention to what people say and not trying to misrepresent it. But on their show, Dan Canobio said he was training a little bit of boxing. And Chris Algieri said, you know what? I think you should take a fight. I think you should have a boxing match because everybody in their life should have at least one sort of fight. So
you're going to have a boxing match?
No, no, no. I have never boxed. I've never boxed in my life. I've been in the boxing gym. I've done boxing rounds plenty of times, but I've never boxed. However, I think as two journalists, I'm coming off a hip replacement. If this Dan Canobio is out there and he needs to fight somebody to make his life complete.
Oh, my God.
I accept.
That's your goal for 2026. To wrestle Dan Canobio.
No!
Fight!
I
fight.
Did not say Dan. Yes, I will box okay. Dan Canobio.
Okay. Interesting. Well, thank you for that update here on the show, Tom.
I
you need a corner man.
I hope he's listening.
Is there a weight limit? Will weight cutting be involved?
I have no clue what this guy weighs.
Okay.
I will not be cutting to 135.
Okay. Well, if you cut to 135, I'll fight you.
I'm not interested.
I'm not even sure with your hip you can cut to 135. How much does that thing weigh? Or is it titanium? Is it strong and light?
Brother, I'd have to cut myself off below the waist.
You could never hit 135 because you have gigantic bones. You know what I'm saying?
I do know.
Your bone structure is
my wife knows too.
Gigantic. It's 2026 and Tom's making bone jokes. All right. Well, SmackDown is tonight. We got the Wyatt Six against the MFTs for the tag team titles. We have Alex and Charlotte versus Julia and Kiana versus Nia and Lash for the women's tag team titles. We have a Cody Rhodes sit-down interview. We have Damian Priest and Trick Williams. We have a non-title match, Jade Cargill and Chelsea Green. Chelsea can't even get a championship match against Jade. Not that she deserves it.
I mean, she got squashed last week.
Yeah.
By Jordan Grace. She got squashed by Julia the week before when she had the title or whatever it was.
Carmelo U.S. Open Challenge, Nathan Frazier and Johnny Gargano, and AJ Styles appears for a chat with Nick Aldis. We'll talk more about this and more after the break. Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We actually only have three matches for tomorrow's Saturday night main event. So I presume that something...
Hold on. I know tomorrow's Saturday, but that show is tomorrow? That means next week is the Royal Rumble?
Bro, I've told you, this is the worst-built Saturday night's main event they've ever had. And yes, next week is the Royal Rumble. It is also one of the worst-built Rumbles they've ever had. So as of right now, the only thing we have for Saturday night's main event are Cody and Jacob Fatu, Rhea and Io versus Judgment Day for the women's tag titles, and the number one contenders match, winner gets Drew next week, Damian Priest, Randy Orton, Sami Zayn, and Trick Williams. For the actual Royal Rumble...
That's got to be the main event of the show, right?
I presume so. For the actual Rumble, we have the men's and women's Rumble, Drew versus the winner of that match on Saturday night's main event, and Gunther and AJ, where AJ's career's on the line. Four matches, that's all we've got. Now, granted, two of those matches are 2 hours long, so I'm not even sure they're going to add more. But as far as like getting people hyped up and excited for the Royal Rumble, I ain't feeling it. But that's where we are this far. In fact, see how many people have even declared a week out.
I will say that while I'm not jazzed, I don't feel like they've done a great job setting up the Royal Rumble and garnering a ton of excitement for it. It is a year in which I cannot predict who is going to walk out of this thing as the winner.
Well, that's because we don't know what they're doing for Mania anymore.
Yeah, and we usually do. You know what I mean? You usually have some sort of idea going into the Royal Rumble for the last 30 years that I can remember of who's going to win. But this year, it seems like there's almost like no major contenders, and it's wide open.
So for the men's Royal Rumble, these are the people announced for the match so far. Gunther, Jay, Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee, and Penta from Raw, and Cody Rhodes from SmackDown. For the women's Royal Rumble, and yes, that is everybody, six of them. Royal Rumble.
Brian, they do have six people tied up right in that match for the title shot. So assume once they're out, those five others will be into the Royal Rumble.
For the women's Rumble, we have... we only have four people in that four-way. There's four people in the four-way. I think you're thinking NXT.
Yeah.
You're thinking NXT. They're doing six people.
Was I?
Yeah, I'm sure you were thinking deeply about NXT. So then for the women's Rumble, we have Io Sky, Rhea Ripley, Roxanne Perez, Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Bayley, and Lyra, and Asuka from Raw. And from SmackDown, we have... That's who we have. Nobody.
I'll tell you who's going to be in it.
Who's that?
Throwing out about 15 ladies on the way to getting eliminated in a big spot. The queen, Nia Jax. Who do you think?
Oh, wow.
Come on. It's like clockwork every year.
Want to wish the best to Jonathan Gresham. He is preparing to step back into the ring. Says he feels great. He said, I had two strokes, but I am 100% ready to go. I'm off to the races. And he's begun taking a bunch of bookings, Superpower Slam, promoted by Orange Crush, who we'll be talking to next week, Jersey J-Cup, and plenty more. Arts of the Armory also, which is tonight's Beyond show, which he will be on. IndependentWrestling.tv is how you can watch it. They've noted Powerhouse Hobbs as officially signed with WWE. Says nobody in AEW has anything negative to say about him. The decision was based on his family. Some people go to WWE with the idea of going even with a lesser money offer because it's either their dream or belief they want to be in the top place or it's a better stepping stone. But Hobbs was a guy the company really wanted, and we'll see where he ends up in AEW. Should mention, by the way, I don't know what Hobbs' name is going to be on the main roster, but they have been trademarking some names. And I've seen people seeing names trademarked, and they're really angry. They're going to be renaming Knobs this or Hobbs this or that. This is an important thing to remember, everybody. It's the same thing. Like, for those of you that hate the name Blake Monroe, Blake Monroe, you know who came up with the name Blake Monroe? Mariah May. And it is partially, I guess, Marilyn Monroe. And also, I think she has a nephew, she has something, somebody, I forget who.
Cat.
It is. Obviously, it's not a daughter. Her niece, I think, is named Blake. And so she chose that name. So, you know, Cobb's name, I would say with 99% certainty, is going to be a choice of Hobbs. So don't blame the company. And that's actually for most of the names in WWE going back years. Normally, when you get signed, they want you to put together a list of names that you like. And then they go through and they pick one. So, you know, I make fun of Kale Dixon. Maybe I shouldn't. Guy really likes Kale. Or whatever the reason is he chose that name. But that's the story with that. Trey Miguel also.
Maybe it'll be Powerhouse Calvin.
Could be. This person says Stronghold. Strong Home Calvin. I had a name, but I can't say it on. And if I can't say it on Observer Live, you can't say it on Raw. But I had a great name for him.
But you can say it if you're one of the Knockout Brothers.
Well, hey, he's allowed. Trey Miguel. So I think, let me just make this clear. I think he's actually re-signed, but I'm not 1,000%.
Well, hold on. They said that on television.
They did, but he also was in the Feast or Fired match, and he got one of the briefcases.
I don't think he's the one that's...
And so, I mean... Maybe WWE made him an offer and they lent him to TNA so he could be fired in Feast or Fired. I don't know, man. We'll find out. I presume he's not getting fired. But it was a Feast or Fired where, you know, actually four names all got briefcases. And they're all fairly big names. I mean, it's not like you look at the names and you're thinking, okay, well, for sure this guy's going to be gone.
I am.
Really? It was Eric Young, Steve Maclin, Trey Miguel, and Eddie Edwards. Who do you think's gone?
Steve Maclin.
You think Macklin's gone? Why?
Because that's been the rumor, is that he didn't get re-signed or he didn't re-sign or whatever. He took TNA off of his bio. Maybe that's the plan all along. Maybe it's a swerve. But
my guess
is that he's the one that's gone.
Could be. Yeah, this person makes a good point. Bryan Danielson wanted his name to be Buddy Peacock. Can you imagine how people would have buried Vince in WWE if they would have named him Buddy Peacock? And it turns out it was his call.
It's a sweet name.
Buddy Peacock.
Yeah. Remember he used to have that cape? Didn't he have like a cape? And when he'd put it out, it was like that Dracula-esque cape.
Kind of was.
It could have been like a peacock.
Are we going to, like, do the TNA Impact review in full, or are we going to do what we're supposed to do on the show today, which is the year-end awards and the sponsorship snackdown? Or are we going to save that for another day? It's like a gimmick now.
I've got it sitting right here.
Well, do you want to do the year-end award winners?
Go for it. You pull up your Twitter.
Pull up my Twitter?
Well,
I sent you
from.
The screenshots, geek. It's much easier that way. All right, you want me to do it or you want to do it?
Yeah, you do it.
All right. The Observer Live Year-End Awards. Our response to the NXT Awards.
Some of the competitors have real awards.
For the Female Talent of the Year, your nominees, Mercedes Moné, Toni Storm, Saya Kamatani, and the winner with 36% of the vote, Io Sky. Congratulations to Io Sky. Well deserved, I think.
I'd like to point out that she was far and away my choice.
It's actually interesting if you look at the voting that she ran away with it. Saya Kamatani, who won the Tokyo Sports Award for the first time ever for a woman, only got 13%. Mercedes, who won 75 belts, she actually came in third at 24%. And Toni Storm, 27%. She beat Mercedes and Io Sky with 36%. So
yeah. I mean, Brian, think about it. Would you rather hang out with the House of Torture or Io Sky?
I'd much rather hang out with Io Sky.
Although Kanemaru drinking whiskey and Dick Togo chopping people in the crotch, that does sound like a fun time.
The Observer Alive Awards 2025 Male Talent of the Year, your nominees: Javon Evans, Gunther, John Cena, and your winner, Konosuke Takeshita, with 48% of the vote.
Wow.
Yeah, young Javon, who somehow won the NXT Awards, only 10%. Gunther, 20. John Cena, 22. So Takeshita won by over double in that particular round of voting. In the Observer Live Awards for the Tag Team of the Year, your nominees, the Hardys, the Knockout Brothers, Dark State, and the winners, with a whopping 63% of the vote, Brodito.
Wow.
Second place, Hardys, 22%. Dark State actually got 4% of the vote. Who were those 4%? I mean, seriously.
Me?
1896. 76 people. 76 human frickin' beings voted for Dark State for the tag team of
Hold on. Many people had the Hardys as the best team of the year.
Yeah, they did.
Right? As one of the greatest teams of all time. And who defeated them? Dark State.
No, they didn't.
Just saying. Yes, they did. That's who.
Well, they beat
him
in the ring. They got murdered in the voting.
Oh, yeah, that's what really matters.
Well, it is. It's our voting. Quit burying our voting. And the loyal
I'd
listeners.
I'd rather have the TNA and NXT tag titles than our votes.
Believe it or not, when we come back, we're going to do Match of the Year, which actually had the most votes of any category. 4,630 votes. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, I got to do a quick plug real quick. If you are not a subscriber, I suggest you check out our Spotify channel. Because over the past couple of weeks, we're doing basically one free show every week on Spotify. And they're now available also on video. So if, for example, you like watching Observer Live through the YouTube chat, you don't pay for it, you want to check out the Observer Radio Show or the Brian and Vinny Show, you can check out the last, I think the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks of shows. We've done a free Observer Live, a free Observer Radio, and a free Brian and Vinny Show. Those are all up on Spotify right now in video, beautiful HD, audio and video. You can go up there and watch those absolutely free. And if you like it, sign up. Spotify is only $9.99. So you basically now have two under $10 options to get the audio and the video, either YouTube or Spotify. They're both $9.99. F4WOnline.com/Spotify or video.F4WOnline.com. Check them out. Sign up. We got a lot of stuff coming up here this weekend, including Saturday night's main event and more. Yes, Tom?
I highly recommend the video for all of you out there who could use an ego boost. If you've got,
oh, would you get out?
If
of
you
here.
Ever have low self-esteem about your looks or appearance, and you're just thinking, "Wow, I could use a pick-me-up," tune right in,
Tom,
to the Brian and Vinny
have
show.
More confidence in yourself. Jeez, for the Wrestling Observer Alive. Oh my God, Wrestling Observer Live 2025
unofficial
awards. The match of the year. Your nominees, Ali versus Santana from Rebellion, Fletcher versus Speedball from the Continental Classic, the Wyatts versus the Psycho Circus.
My pick.
And your winner, with 41% of the vote, Kenny Omega and Gabe Kidd. Ali and Santana, 4%. Yikes. Fletcher and Speedball, 34%, second place. And the Wyatts and Psycho Circus did get 21% of the vote, Tom. So almost 900 people did vote for that match alongside yourself. So you should be proud. I'm not sure I voted. I could have skewed this. Yes, Radio Host of the Year.
You could have ended somebody's push single-handedly
in
just
first
by mentioning
place,
who you liked in the voting.
In first place for Radio Host of the Year in the Observer Awards was, in fact, Brian Alvarez, and in last place, with no percent of the vote, Peter Rosenberg.
Wow.
Thank you very much. All right, we're going to do Impact, or we can do the Snackdown?
Which one? Well,
let's do Impact. We can save the... I'm going back, so we can do that Snackdown anytime we want.
I've got it sitting right here, by my side.
All right, let's do it.
You know what? No. You want to know why? I'm going to agree with you. We can wait, and we can do it next time. We can do it next time. Because what actually happened, Brian, is I went to Panda Express.
Oh, you've revealed it.
I went to Panda Express because they have now started sponsoring NXT.
Yeah.
Of all shows.
Yes.
So I went to Panda Express, and I got in the line, and they go, "Sir, are you using the app today?" And I said, "Yes, I am."
There's a Panda Express app?
Every single fast food company has an app.
I know, but I went there yesterday. They didn't ask me about an app. They didn't have anything advertising
an
app.
They asked me.
Wow.
Yes, they have an app, of course. Of course they have an app. So I said, yes. And then I said, do you have a special edition entree? Perhaps the spicy Singapore chili shrimp. And she said, "No, we don't. But a lot of people have been asking about that." So I was dejected. I looked on the app and it said Singapore chili shrimp. And then I noticed that was at another location, a different location close to my house, that apparently has that special item entree, but this one on St. Rose and Amigo in Henderson, Nevada, does not have any special edition entree. So I was forced to get the Beijing beef and Kung Pao, which, believe me, are both delicious. However, I am willing to go back to the other Panda Express in order to get this snack down done.
Well, so, when you're driving there and the next time you have a podcast you want to listen to the first 15 minutes of the Christmas show and find out what I attempted to do to get skippers for the show and what the app said and what the reality was of what that app said.
I could.
It is very similar to your inability to get your special spicy whatever you ate.
Singapore chili. I did not eat it. I also could care less about your heavily gimmicked Christmas show.
You're so bitter because that thing fell through. God. Let it go, Tom. It's a new year.
No, you're right. Brian, you know what? You're right. I have come to grips with it because as you notice on the marquee, it's the Brian and Vinny Christmas show. It is not the Brian and Vinny and Filthy Tom Christmas
show. It might have been if you had been there.
And it never has been. So,
I have never met a more bitter person in my entire life. Except for Vinny.
Next time you go to Panda Express, you can give your review. However, I have eaten both these dishes. I know.
So you are doing the review now?
I will leave you with a short poem about Beijing beef.
A poem?
How? And then I will come back with one about the signature Singapore chili shrimp or whatever it is. Beijing beef and Kung Pao. Beijing beef crackles sweet and loud, crispy dreams in a lacquered shroud. Sugar and spice, that saucy gleam, a guilty, glorious fast food dream. Kung Pao follows, bold and sly. Peppers snap and chilies fly. Savory heat, a peanut bite. Chaos perfected in this takeout fight. Two orange trays, one fearless mood. Panda Express, yeah, that's fine dining, dude.
I'm trying to figure out if more people stopped watching this show during that segment or last week's TNA on AMC when the personal concierge came out. I guess we'll never know.
I quite enjoy the personal concierge.
I don't dislike the personal concierge, but like, I don't know, man. Those segments are like, oh my God.
Hey, well, let's get to it while we have the time. TNA Impact live on AMC from Albuquerque, New Mexico. As they mentioned many times, a big name in the history of AMC Network as Breaking Bad and I think Better Call Saul are both taking place in Albuquerque. So we had highlights of their pay-per-view from Saturday. Carlos Silva went on the air and he said how proud he was of last week's show. He said it was spectacular, which is quite a way to describe it, and that everyone brought it. So he was happy. Cedric Alexander took on Moose. This match was pretty sweet.
This match was great.
Yeah.
This match right here was better than literally everything that they did on the entire show last week. Am I wrong?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No, you are not. This was a high action opener. Cedric won after countering Moose and rolling him up. So a clean win for Cedric Alexander. A little bit of setting the stage for what was to come later on. So Santana entered from the concession area. He cut a promo in the ring. He was fired up. The crowd's behind him. Big "you deserve it" chant. Gave props to Kazarian on being a legend in the game, getting after it for the title with him two times last week. He said that he was told he'd never be the guy, but now he stands before us as the guy because, most importantly, he belongs to be there. Order forward backstage with Gia Miller. Mustafa Ali told her to shut up. He got booed very bad for that. As he should. Watch your mouth, Mustafa. He badmouthed the Hardy Boys, said they're sheep, but he will be their shepherd. God bless. Remember that in Ali we trust. Indy Hartwell took on M by Elegance.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I will say about this match that I didn't have high hopes going in. And when the match was over, I would certainly never say that it was a good match. But I will say it wasn't offensively bad or anything like that. It was just M is actually fine. Indy looks like she. I mean, I don't know, man.
I loved how they got the heat because Indy was kind of running wild and she missed a boot and got hung up in the ropes. And M starts stomping on her foot, which I love because it's like an original old school UFC move anyways. But then they distract the ref and the personal concierge takes his shoe off and M starts like, do you remember when CM Punk, there was that video of him gigging himself under the ring and he's just stabbing himself?
Yes, just stabbing like, himself as hard as he can.
That's what M starts doing with the personal concierge, his shoe. Onto Indy's foot and then got the heat on her. I loved it. And they were doing this weird thing where Ash is trying to clean up the brand by kind of stopping them from interfering, but it ended up being nothing. Indy went for the Hertz donut. It got countered. She countered that. She won. Elegance Brand jumped Indy. Ash stopped them. She rolled her sleeves up like she was going to fight. Ye Ling Wei and Zaya Brookside, the rainbow. Wait, what are they? Rainbow Warriors? Is that right? What is their name?
I don't remember.
They hit the ring only to be jumped by Ash by Elegance. It was a setup. The baby faces got laid out. The Elegance brand stood tall. TNA injury report. They had the ninth ever, Brian, feast or fired match. Eric Young, Jason Hotch, John Skyler, AJ Francis, hometown man, Mance Warner, Rich Swann, Brian Myers, Eddie Edwards, Steve Macklin, and the officially re-signed Trey Miguel, who was there as kind of like a surprise at the end.
Yeah, I have not watched TNA for a long time, so I thought it was just like they were going to pick four guys. And like they were, but yeah. It turns out it's like a battle royal, and you got to get it. But then once you get it, you got to put your feet on the ground. And
it's convoluted.
I could speak for hours about this match, but we got to go.
Hometown man got the first briefcase, but Eric Young ripped his mask off and stole it, so he has control of the first briefcase. Skyler and Hotch tried to get the second, but Steve Macklin wiped them out, took briefcase number two. He's getting fired. Eddie Edwards tried for the next one, but he got stopped. Trey Miguel unhooked it. He has briefcase number four. And finally, Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers were both on the top. Brian Myers leapt off, took out the field, left Eddie Edwards to get the briefcase. He did, threw it at AJ Francis, drop kicked him, took it back, and Eddie Edwards has briefcase number three. Elena Black did an interview. She said it's her era. Not much else was said. For some reason, Ariana Grace apologized to Santino, begs him for forgiveness. He accepts it. Some lady screams, "Don't do it!" And some vato keeps going, "She's a liar! She's a liar, Santino!" He didn't care. And then we had the main event, Mustafa Ali versus Jeff Hardy. Mustafa Ali is awesome.
He is quite great. Fantastic. And this had great heat and was a really good match.
Yeah. It wasn't like super fast paced, but everything was well done. Eventually, Ali moved on a Swanton. He had a 450, but Jeff kicked out. And then this finish sucked. The notorious attraction, Elijah, drifts out onto the ramp. He points his guitar at Ali, does a fake gunshot. Apparently it connects. It clipped him because it was enough for Hardy to hit a twist of fate, a Swanton bomb.
Preposterous.
Get the win. Ali was awesome. The finishes was the antithesis of that. And we'll get to the main event in the final segment when we come back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. Continue the main event angle.
Yeah, much like the last segment of this show, the last segment of TNA Wrestling Impact on AMC was a ton of confusion at first, but it went out with a bang. As the system walked to the ring where JDC was set to announce his personally handpicked replacement in the system, he said this man was not only the future of the system, but of the business. He introduced Bear Bronson. He came to the ring. He hugged JDC. JDC and Eddie Edwards hugged. And then that dastardly, dirty dog,
Eddie Edwards,
gave him a low blow. Moose tried to save JDC, but the other three beat him up until Cedric Alexander ran out. He was going to make the save, or so we thought, but instead he whacked Moose with a chair shot to the back, laid him out. Eddie Edwards took the mic. He said this was part of the plan that they didn't tell Moose about. They're replacing not just one, but two members of the system. And since he never trusted in the system, he's going to learn you can't beat the system, and the crowd chanted F the system as they stood tall to end the show.
It was a swerve there at the end, but I liked it. You mixed it up a lot. I don't know if I would have had the necessarily turning on JDC after he retired. I mean, that was kind of weird. They did that whole storyline and they were best friends forever and had a respectful match, and then the guy won and then he turns on the loser, his best friend. That was kind of weird.
The other thing that bothered me about that is if you know if you're Irish, that low blow, I mean, you got to get real deep for it to hurt. You know what I mean?
We're out of time, everybody. We're back this weekend with a lot more. Ryan of any show talking, I believe, SmackDown and some Collision and also Saturday night's main event and Observer Radio and plenty more. Tom and I may be back on Monday. We'll see. But that's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.